I guess next to Mal Powell, the individual with the station the longest, the general manager at WGHAM, that happens to be Ambert Dale. Ambert?
I came here in February of 1949.
February, I came to the Tidewater area in December of 49, so you beat me on that one.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Roger. I'm not sure I ever told you this before.
Oh.
I had one of the first clock radios that I've ever seen. It was given to me by one of the clients to try it out and see how it worked. And I very quickly, it must have been about a year after I came that I got the clock radio. And one of the first things I discovered was that you on WNOR was the only station, I think, on all night. So I religiously used to set my clock radio to WNOR, and I used to hear you and rode to work. As a matter of fact, many mornings I remember lying in bed chuckling over something you had said. My wife wondered what on earth I was listening to or why I was chuckling. And it was you that used to wake me up for the early morning show on WGH. That was an Ambert and Junior show that lasted until from about 1949 through the mid-50s.
Is that right? Right, I used to work this way into the Breakfast Club with Don McNeil on ABC, right?
Yeah, I can remember a little five-minute program preceding Don McNeil with John Conte. And one morning, John Conte pulled one of the all-time boners. The show was recorded, and evidently they used to do several takes of the show. And right in the middle of the show, he hit a sour note, and he stopped and uttered some of the worst profanity I've ever heard in my life. And then there was dead silence for the next 2 minutes. Don McNeil had a hurry-up call in Chicago and was told to quickly apologize to all the network, because in those days, profanity of that sort had never been heard, and it was just awful. Today, I'm not sure it would have turned that many
Have you heard the Woodstock album? That's right. Okay, Ambert, and the Ambert and Junior show, you said, ran until what?
The mid-50s.
Mid-50s.
One of the things that we did together, it was a falsetto voice, and I developed, I guess, a certain amount of skill doing it.
Although, wouldn't want to recreate that right now.
Mercifully, there are no recordings left, and very few people still remember it.
Why don't you do one for us, Roger?
I'd have to go off and practice and come back before I would even attempt it, Roger.
Uh-huh.
Another interesting thing about that time was the early morning Paramount Pep Show. This was started by John Smith, who is now deceased. Lasted for quite a few years. I inherited that from him, and every Saturday morning at the Paramount Theater for many years, before television, actually, or in the early stages of television, we had a live show at the Paramount. And we had quite a few kids who would show up, and I guess to many of the youngsters, that's what they best remember me as being part of. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, I ran into a lady who is about my age who indicated that her nephew used to be on the Pep Club years ago, and she told me where he was now. And that's real interesting. Every now and then, I run into somebody that was on that show back in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Amber. We've had Amber Dale, General Manager, WGHAM, helping out here on our 50th anniversary program.